Our next public hearing is conditional use 1701, Bridget M. Nicholson.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for new and used furniture sales, thrift shop, and office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 23,899 square feet, more or less, lying at the southwest corner of Road 370 and Road 384 at Byard. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of the survey and site plan for this application. The survey basically shows the location of an existing residence, existing sheds and garages. Have two agency comments to date on this application. First one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report. It is dated February 9 of 2006. Makes reference to the present zoning AR1 and a proposed conditional use. Makes reference to Byard Road being Road 382 to Road 370. There's an annual average daily traffic of 1,344 vehicles per day. It also makes reference to Daisy Road being Delaware 17, Road 52 to Road 384. There is an annual average daily traffic of that road segment for 870 vehicles. A traffic impact study was not recommended. If this site were to be developed under as proposed, as versus the existing conditions of the site, the level of service for Byard Road would be level of service B, and the level of service would not change. In reference to Daisy Road, the level of service presently is A, and again, it would not change and coincides with highway peak hour designations. The information that was sent to the Department of Transportation prior to receiving their comments was that there was new and used furniture sales, and there's also a moving and storage company at the site. From the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, comments received on September 20th. We are advised that the site is located in a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, which is and is within the Byard planning area. It is noted that the proposed conditional use will use an on-site septic system. The project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district at this time. The county is currently working on the Byard expansion of the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District, which proposes to include this parcel when and if Sussex County provides sewer service. A connection to the system will be required, and at this time they are not requiring a concept plan. That information was provided by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And gentlemen, that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. I believe you're here representing this application.
I believe I am. I am Bridget Nicholson.
You heard what our director had to say. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Not really. There's really not much moving and storage. We moved that office facility actually to another location in a commercial area.
I'm going to ask you to move a little closer to one microphone or the other. There we go.
So there's not actually any dispatching of trucks going on at that location. It's just used furniture sales. It's a nice, quiet little shop. So.
All right then. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we will start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Two-story residence shown here on the site plan, is that where you currently reside?
Correct.
So you live on the site?
Correct.
And the quiet little operation that you just described, that is an ongoing operation now?
Yes. The property was previously conditionally used for a cabinet-making shop. I sit in the line on Byard Road of other businesses, Sun Marine Custom Mechanical, and then on the other side of me is the Peninsula Oil Storage Facility. The existing building is actually on Daisy Road, so to the left of me is just an old warehouse and barn that Evelyn Hickman's family owns, that they just keep some tractors over there and stuff, so.
And are you in front of the commission tonight as a...
Just to change the conditional use for,
to,
you know...
To change to be more compliant, not...
Yeah.
No one has violated you as far as you're at this point. I guess one of the questions of that comes up in the conditional use is there a need for this type of operation in that area? Do you see that as a need?
I have a pretty good customer list. I would say yes.
Yeah. What days of the week would you like to operate?
Currently, I'm Tuesday through Saturday. Probably when it gets colder and off season, I'll close on Tuesdays as well. So,
well, if,
4 to 5 days a week.
I asked that question. If your request for conditional use were acted favorably by the Commission of Recommendation, by the nature of being a conditional use, we can set certain conditions.
Sure.
Would you? So you're stating you would be satisfied with a Tuesday through Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
With no sales on Sunday or Monday?
No, we all need days off.
What hours of operation do you deem?
During the week, 9 to 5, Saturdays, 10 to 2.
Okay. Could you give, if you'd be so kind, the commission an idea of the number of employees, which including yourself is one?
Myself and my daughter when she fills in for me.
Would you like the enjoyment of a sign that would advertise your business?
Yes, there are currently two in place.
Mm-hmm. And are they lighted now, those signs?
No, they're not lighted. There are some spots on the outside of the building that reflect, but they're not directly, you know, signage lighting kind of thing, so. Just security lights.
Do you anticipate that you would desire to have a lighted sign? If maybe not this evening, but at some point in the future?
Wouldn't hurt my feelings to be able to do that.
I notice a lack of a designation for a... site for a dumpster. Is that something that...
The dumpster is a dumpster located at the end of the building, which is a shared, kind of shared. The property line runs right down the middle of the driveway that is in between me and Evelyn Hickman's property.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there's plenty of room for their trucks to come in and out, for the tractors to come in and out and stuff.
Typical pickup for that would be, what do you think, once a week?
Right now I'm on once a month.
Once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you indicated that really you don't have truck traffic here.
No, I might get a delivery of items maybe once or twice a week in the peak season.
You heard what Mr. Lank said regarding the septic and the sewer and when mm-hmm. that comes and that. Do you have a provision where if someone were shopping and they needed to use a restroom, is there any type of...
I do not currently in that building, no.
Mm-hmm. Is that ever a problem or not?
No. It's usually people out bike riding with a little kid that needs a, you know.
Good for you. One last question that I feel is important. How are your... items, do you have a display of items outside and out of doors?
Out of doors, yes. I installed a concrete slab last year, mainly outside. There might be some used grills, used patio furniture, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So whatever can stand to be outside would be outside.
It would be those items that then would withstand the night air and would be
exactly.
out and typically would be found out, but we mm-hmm. don't have other things. Would you object if the commission wanted to have some type of reasonable setback from the Daisy Road frontage on any items that were outside display? In other words, if we said, you know...
Well, when I put the concrete slab in, it creates a curb at Daisy Road, at the side of the road. So, I mean, I guess I wouldn't have a problem with it. It's just not that much room out there.
Thank you very much. I don't have any other questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Gordy?
Just to have one. The items that you sell, do you purchase those, or are they given to you? Or
no, I don't. I acquire most of them through the moving company. Usually when somebody's downsizing, one of the services that the moving company offers is to pick up usable items at no cost if they're in good shape. So
you're not involved in yard sales or anything like that?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
All right. Okay. That's all I have.
Mr. Johnson?
I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions this time.
Mr. Counts? Mr. Robertson?
No questions.
All right, then. We thank you. If you'll take a seat for a moment, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1701, Bridget M. Nicholson. For anyone that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1701, Bridget M. Nicholson. Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.